Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. On this day of C.F.W. Walther, we hear once again from the reading from Acts. Paul was occupied with the word, testifying to the Jews that Christ was Jesus. And when they opposed and reviled him, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am innocent. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." Paul was occupied, not really with the whims of the Jews, even though it may appear it, but he didn't lose a beat. When the Jews were rejecting him and opposing him, he just went on to the Gentiles and persisted with that very same word. The very nature or character of this word is one, as we hear from today, testifies. The word testifies of a person, namely Jesus, who is the Christ, the Messiah, the one who has come to fulfill all word, that is, all of Holy Scripture. The meaning of Scripture is found not in within its own self, but a very person, namely Jesus Christ. Not only do we hear Paul confess this, but the Lord himself speaks thus to his disciples on the walk to Emmaus, as he said, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." In the old and new blue catechism, the explanation section states, to unlock Holy Scripture is Jesus. Luther says, no matter where you open the Holy Scriptures, the blood of Christ will pour. The Holy Scripture is not simply some literal book locked into time, but is precise to the seat in which Christ crucified is testified. The cross of Christ, which is the very central hinge in which all life, now unto all eternity, revolves. Thus, the fulfillment of all Scripture is now witnessed. It is witness as we are baptized into Christ's death, but to rise in the newness of life. It is there and fulfilled as we receive the blood of the New Testament. All Scripture is therefore fulfilled in the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This was the point of law and gospel, that our life and salvation is about Christ and Christ Him alone. The law is not simply to preach against particular sins in life as if you just are breaking some kind of moral code. If this was so, a pagan could understand that you shouldn't commit adultery and so on and reform his ways, thus appearing to claim a certain moral victory, call himself a good person, and appear to be a righteous person, even by some a good Christian. With this standard, you could even claim your own sort of righteousness before people, apart from the one and only righteousness in Christ. The law is to be preached against particular sins, this is true. But more profoundly and fundamentally, the law is to be preached against original sin. That very sin you cannot overcome. That very sin that in and of yourself is irreversible. To properly preach the law is to get you out of the way. Get you out of the way that you may confess clearly and see, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." I remember when I was over in Russia, and I was at a Russian Orthodox service, and here they're processing the crucifix through there, and the priest is following all these deacons. What the deacons were doing is they're going through the crowd, they're pushing people away, pushing them aside, getting them out of the way, so they can get the cross and the priest, so they can get through the crowds. At first, I thought this was quite rude, and perhaps I still do. But the very point is that it poses the very point that we need to get out of the way. The law shows us that we are damned, that we must get ourselves out of the way, that we may know that it is all that of Christ, as we pray, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The Holy Scripture points to where Christ comes, that is to say, in his preached word and his sacrament. The law and gospel are not a rule as if to color code the Bible with law statements and gospel statements. But as Walther, Luther, and others have taught, that the preaching of law and gospel is learned by experience. As the preacher lives at the sides of the lives of the people in the congregation, he learns the wisdom of preaching law and the gospel as a dynamic in the lives of his hearers. Much of good preaching comes not from the guest preacher or the one who simply proclaims himself as, "Oh, I'm such a great preacher," and wishes to be known for his preaching. But good preaching comes with the parish pastor who lives and dies each day with his parishioner. Luther says, "Vivendo in memoriam damnam fit theologus," living and dying in damnation becomes the theologian. One learns by experience. One learns as he lives and dies with his people, as he himself lives and dies each day in his life in Christ. The parish preacher may not be good, clever, articulate. Moses, Jeremiah, and Paul claim not to be good speakers. But nonetheless, the faithful preacher centers his life and preaching upon the one in whom he testifies of, namely Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The Jews rejected Paul at the beginning of today's text. Why? Perhaps this is where faith becomes more of a culture than a confession. The Lord said to Paul, "Do not be afraid, but go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you." When you are a parish pastor, and remember this, don't ever fear your own people. Don't fear people. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. All you do is you become reactive to their own ways, and that begins to shape frequently your ministry. Do not fear people, but fear and trust the God and God above all things, that your life may be within Christ himself. Your relationship with your people are not your own, but are Christ. Always point to Christ, through whom and in whom we have our being, or our ontological existence, as Buscher would say. This life is not meant to be easy. It is not meant to be easy, and sometimes this life can be a bummer. But it can be a joy when this life is known to be the Christ who has overcome this world. Enjoy and remind ourselves what this life is all about and the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. It is easier to fear people more than to live in the gospel, namely in Christ. So my dear friends in Christ, preach the law with thunderous might and bathe your flocks in gospel light. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.